Climbed on board a schooner heading west. For safe passage they did pray with the sons and the daughters to the new world that they heard would be the best. And they rode the waves for weeks into the mouth of the St. Lawrence. They crawled off of that boat in Montreal. A generation lived and died between the river and the border. But from the other side there came a deadly call. Far to the south, sabers had been rattled. It was said that any brave would take a stand. Young men loved the fight, the pistol and the saddle. So he made his way on down to Dixieland. And his mother prayed for him. She prayed for his safe passage. She prayed till he came barely back alive. Got his 40 acres. He cleared the hemlock from that low hillside. He built my father's house, and a barn once he was able is still standing tall as proof he was alive. But Daddy told us young he would be the last one to raise a living from that rocky land. So I crossed these many miles, I'm back again too often, but my journey's with a guitar in my hand. And mother prays for me, she prays for my safe passage, she prays that I will make it home alive.
Thank you all. Yeah, thank you. Well, Eric is going to sing a song that we wrote together. He brought this song to me. It was about a relationship between a father and a son that wasn't very good. And I said, well, you know what? I think that's good. And you're taught, I used to tutor writing when I was in school. I said, the first thing you have to say is something positive to the fledgling writer. So I said, well, that's good, Eric. And then the hard part came about, trying to find something positive to specifically to say about it. I said, I like your use of the word the in that sentence. So how about a situation where two brothers don't get along? I think I could get behind that. And so this is what came out of it. It's one called A Ragged Man.